Blink Publishing presents Robbie Fowler, My Life in Football, written by Robbie Fowler and read by Luke Francis.
24th of March 1997. It's Liverpool against Arsenal in a live game at Highbury. We're both still just about involved in the title race, third and fourth respectively. It was being billed as a clash of the purists as the country's two most attacking teams came up against each other. We're 1-0 up and Mark Wright sends a speculative ball for me to chase after, and I find myself leaving Tony Adams in my wake with only David Seaman to beat. I slightly overrun the ball, giving Seaman a sniff of a chance, and he rushes out to try to smother it. I get there first, nick the ball past him, but in doing so, my momentum and the change of direction sends me sprawling in the box. Seaman hadn't touched me and had no intention of doing so. The referee was chasing the play from behind, and from his point of view, it probably looked a stone-cold foul by the keeper. The ref caught up with us and immediately pointed to the spot. Straight away, I jumped up and went over to him, waving my hands to say, "No contact! No contact!" I assured him that Seaman hadn't touched me, but he'd already made his decision. 2 days later, the club received a fax addressed to me from Sepp Blatter, the president of FIFA. He told me how refreshing it was that I tried to get the penalty decision overturned. The very next day, I received a letter from UEFA telling me they were fining me £1,000 for displaying a political slogan on my T-shirt at a previous game. Talk about hero to zero. This is a footballer's life. 1. Liverpool. Home. To this day, people ask whether Toxteth was the making of me. I'm not sure what to make of that. Up until I got my first flat in the Albert Dock, I never lived anywhere else, so it's not like I can compare my childhood home with another place. I grew up in a maisonette on one of the main through roads, Windsor Street, and when I was about 10 or so, we moved to Houston Street, off Park Road. There was me, my older sister, Lisa, our Anthony, who was a few years younger than me, and later on, our Scott came along. Our Lisa was the best big sister you could wish for, and still is. She wasn't one of those bossy older siblings who's always telling you off and putting you down. Lisa was more of a mate when we were growing up. Then, as we got older, she was someone I could always talk to, full of good advice. And as much as I loved Everton, our Anthony was Liverpool mad. Born in 1980, he was getting into footy just as King Kenny was building that incredible, all-conquering team of John Barnes, Ray Houghton, Peter Beardsley and John Aldridge. And soon Anthony would soon have someone closer to home to cheer for too. The world of my childhood spanned from the recreation ground on Upper Warwick Street to the youth club on Park Road. That was me, right from the first whistle, a normal, outdoorsy, football-loving Toxteth lad. All my family lived in and around Liverpool 8, and I loved growing up there. Toxteth, of course, became world famous, or infamous, after the riots of July 1981. And, like a lot of inner city areas, it has had its problems over the years. Scousers often describe themselves as North Enders or South Enders. Jamie Carragher and Steve McManaman are pure North End, but I'm from the sophisticated South End of the city. Toxteth and Dingle, known to locals as Granby or Liverpool 8, is the area that stretches from the maternity hospital on Upper Parliament Street, down past the Anglican Cathedral, all the way to the River Mersey, and along as far as Prince's Park. The river and the sea played a huge part in developing Toxteth as an area and as a community. From the grand old merchants' villas around Belvedere Road and Prince's Drive, to the dense terrace streets of the Dingle, Liverpool 8 always had a mix of housing, and the broadest mix of peoples. Irish, Jamaican, Filipino, Ghanaian, Welsh, Nigerian, Somali, all of these nations and many, many more made Liverpool 8 their home, adding a certain something to the local flavour. The Toxteth I grew up in was a tough, busy
Sample complete. Ready to continue?